Yo, Stiller Nation, what's going on? It's your man, Cav Easy. Yo, episode 43, you know what I mean? I was in Jersey, you know what I'm saying? So me and Jersey Connect, we linked up, man. We made this thing happen, man. Unfortunately, we made it happen after the game, so you kind of know where this podcast is finna go. Yo, first and foremost, shout out to everybody and prayers go out to everybody affected by Hurricane Florence. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why I went to Jersey in the first place. You know what I mean? Luckily my town is pretty cool, you know what I'm saying? But it was a lot of other places that was seriously affected, you know what I mean? So prayers out to all of them. You know what I mean? With that being said, make sure everybody stay safe, stay blessed. You know what I'm saying? Stills for 7 podcast. Follow the Instagram page. You can follow me. Follow Jersey Connect. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get right into it, man.
Yeah, fuck me up, kick me out college. I was trying to go to school and learn. When I got home, start wildin', everybody post get burned. Yeah, my mama told me I should be a doctor. Teacher told me I'ma end up selling drugs. Yeah, so them words turn me to a monster. Cause I'ma get some other niggas selling for me. Society done turned me to a menace. Society done turned me to a menace. Society done turned me to a menace. It's day four. Society done turned me to a menace.
Yo, man, it's your man, Cav Easy. I'm in Jersey, man, so.
This man came to Jersey to witness that.
This.
He came to Jersey to witness that.
Yo, we almost went to the game.
Yeah, I'm so glad we didn't go to that game. Yeah. How do they do the season opener?
Yo, we need to start the season over, like.
The home opener, month four. How do we do this to home?
Yo, it's plenty times, you know, like the fans is straight up boo the Steelers. Like Boswell got booed out the arena.
Yeah,
I mean, stadium.
They got booed when they didn't go for it on fourth down, which I didn't. I think that was smart not to go for it, to be honest.
Yeah.
9 minutes left.
Yeah.
Why go for it? It's like, your defense ain't doing that good.
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
Nah. I understand our defense. Like, see, that's why fans, they don't know football. They just know touchdowns. That's all they know.
And speaking of touchdowns, Juju had one.
Man, speaking of touchdowns, that man Pat Mahomes just owned us. That's the only way to put it, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That man looked like Tom Brady out there on us.
Yeah.
Tom Brady never even did that on us.
Wow. You look like Tom Brady when they had Randy.
You look like
they
Tom Brady.
That year.
You like Tom Brady if he got injected with some kind of, I don't know, dog. But
that's crazy, kid.
Where do we start, man? Like, me personally, I'm going to put most of the blame on our O-line and our D-line. And then the coaching. Those are the three people. And then not our defense. O-line, D-line, defense, and then blame. But neither of our line came to play either way. Neither of our line.
Not at all, man. Like, 42 to 37, dog. Like, yo, what I seen from the line, I seen the offensive line just straight get bullied.
Yeah,
man.
I like, seen nothing from them.
Straight bullied, man. Like, Connor got smacked by two guys in the backfield, like, before he even got the ball for real. Like, it was just a lot.
Yeah, the
like,
fact that they messed up Connor's numbers bad. This right here is gonna make it look like last week was a fluke, in which we all know it wasn't.
Right.
That just messed up Connor's. Like, I don't like that, man. Now that line, and Marquise Pouncey is tripping with these snaps.
Yeah, man.
He's tripping, man. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if Bell being there got them all discombobulated, but they need to handle that, man.
Yeah, we can't. Like, cause it was like,
I don't like that shit.
The two times that happened, we didn't need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we never need it, but it's like certain times you get it.
Yeah, it'd be like the worst times. Yeah, yeah, like on third downs when it mattered. Like, come on, man. I don't like that shit. Mm-mm.
Like, Ben had like 39. He threw 60 times, bro.
Are you serious?
60 times, yo. That shows you,
like, man, look.
That's the type of game we was playing catch up, like the Jacksonville game for real.
Yep. That's why we scored so many points, because we had to.
Yeah, we had to. Jesse James.
My gosh. Why don't we have this mentality first snap on offense. Like, we should act like we're losing and have to score every drive.
I know, we come out
so chill.
Yeah, like, all right, maybe we can get it, maybe not.
Hang with us. We got all the talent. Like, no, they came ready because they know about the talent. So they come prepared.
It seemed like the only one that knew that was AB because he was fired up. You know what I mean? He wasn't, and he wasn't getting like his plays until like he had the
pre-run. Ben was missing so many throws, man. Especially a lot to AB. Tried to force the AB, almost got the pick. But it's like, damn, man, there was a lot of negatives in this game. Although we played a good game coming back and all, Philly 21-0 came back, but it should have never been 21-0.
Exactly.
Not even better than us. That's not acceptable. If they were a better team in this game, it'd be like, all right, we looked good because that's a great team, blah, blah. But I personally feel like they're not a better team. We're going to see how the season play out. They are a good team, but I don't think they're better than us.
Hey, yo, check this out. Patrick Mahomes, 23 for 28, 326, 6 touchdowns, only sacked 1 time.
That sickens me, dog. The fact we had 7 sacks last week, dog. We had 7 sacks. We got 1. Would their line is that superior to ours? No. Like, that. These, man, look, man. Niggas was getting bullied all game. That shit pissed me off.
At home.
The real connect starting to come out, man. And all my interview vernacular. This shit's out the window, man, because that was some bullshit, man. Still a nation, man. I know y'all feel me. I know y'all mad, because what the hell was that? I don't even know where to place the blame, but I know that line, our line, both ways, gets a lot of blame. Like, our D-line been looking like this for years now, though. I ain't gonna lie. Our D-line been getting no push and been getting bullied for about 3-4 years now. Ever since Casey Hampton left, and that's facts. Casey Hampton was a hard-ass shit. And then Brett left, it's like, all right. As soon as Brett Kiesel left, too, it's like, yep, well, our D-line is nothing. Now Cam Hayward, he'll own it down, but he cannot do it by himself.
Can't.
He can't. If he was,
can't come and go, man.
If he was at the nose, mate, does he be at the nose?
Sometimes.
But not live.
That's if he like the only one there.
Yeah, like if that was a steady position and he was doing what he's doing, then it make a difference because, you feel me, that affects the run game too. Right. But the fact is, like, man, we man, look.
As a team, we didn't do good, man.
Did not
Terrell
do
Evans
good.
Had a bad game, which was expected from, like, he a rookie, he gonna have it, but like,
yeah.
This wasn't the game to have it.
Yeah, y'all thought, nah, it is the game to have it. Early in the season, this is the game to have, if you want to be honest. But hey, he got thrown in the fire, man, but it's going to happen. We knew it was going to happen, but and this is Kelce. Travis Kelce is probably the second best tight end in the league. So,
yeah. So yeah, it's like, I think a lot of people will second that.
People forget that, too, though. It's like,
he had 100 on us. Sammy Watkins had 100 on us. Kelce had the 2 touchdowns, though. Tyreek Hill had 90 in the touchdown. Conley scored. Kareem Hunt scored.
This man was spreading that ball.
And then you remember the Robinson catch?
Yeah, that was a touchdown. I knew that was a touchdown.
It was like, yeah, you couldn't even.
They need to find that dude for that hit on Ben that they didn't call.
I know.
They're going to watch. They're going to find him. If they don't, it's just clearly something against us.
Heck yeah, man.
If that was still a player, they'd find his ass the same quarter. That nigga would get a letter on the field. You're fine.
Yo, James Washington, he got his, yo, shot down. He got his first NFL touchdown. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to him, man. I wish Hunter would have played, though, but.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that. Yo, we need
I
to
like play. Hunter, man.
We might holler at the insiders, man, see what we can get on that. But, yo, I feel. Just imagine if Boswell didn't miss the kicks he missed.
Oh, man, it'd have been a different game because it would have been a 3-point game. They'd have been playing a little more. They'd have been playing a little more like, feel me? They would have had a little more respect for us.
Yeah.
The fact that they had, that's, yo, that, let me tell you our weakness that I've noticed for the last couple years, and I don't know if people know this. Our weakness is when people do not have respect for us. When a team lacks respect for us, that's when we'll lose, because that's when they're going to test us every other
go deep
play. Yeah. It's like, we have to put fear in the team's heart. We have to do it like first quarter. Our D has to do it first quarter, first couple of first drives for real, because that right there, I've noticed, like, when teams attack, they usually win. Then you, it's like, man, it's crazy, man. That's our weakness right there. How do you call it? a team that goes for the kill shot. Like, that's the attitude our offense needs to have. I'm mad that every other offense.
Can't wait on our defense to make plays for everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Our offense needs that, yo. That's oh my God.
I ain't gonna lie, yo. Bell probably would have made a difference in this game.
Bell probably would have made a difference, man. I'm not gonna lie. But we've had mad games where the defensive did horrible and Bell couldn't do nothing to kind of bail us out. I think this is one of those games, bro. Our defense was horrible. This is one of those games. Our defense didn't stand. We got killed. We looked at like, bro, we didn't pose a threat. Then one of the, I don't even think he had one bat down. He didn't even have, I don't even think we got one bat down on this man, son. Like, that's.
He went. Like, yo, this man went 23 for 28. Second year. Like, yo, he only missed.
You said he went what?
Times. He only missed 5 times.
23 of what?
23
of 28. Oh, my God. So, how many yards?
326.
Six touchdowns. Yeah, what was his rating? 146, 142, whatever the quick rating is? 142. 154. That's.
I mean, 154,
yeah. He earned it. I got to tip my hat off to him, bro.
And Ben had 104, which ain't bad.
404.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Saying 104.
That's what I said, 104.
No, 404.
No, bro, I'm talking his quarterback.
I'm talking
he had 452.
Yeah, 104 is not bad. But still, though, man.
We needed more, man. Like, it was a lot of empty plays out there.
Yeah, Ben played his part in this, man. Ben missed a lot of passes. And it's like, it's not even looking like with age. It's just looking like, because if it's going to be a pass that you're missing because of age, it's going to be short, not overthrown.
Right.
He's overthrown. It's like, yo, it's like, what are you not, are you misjudging people's speed? What is it? Like, what's happening?
It's like he's not practicing.
Not your age. It's not the age. Because them balls, they going, dog. It's not the age. It's something else Ben is doing.
I don't know, man. He may, like, the dude may be, need to start practicing on Wednesdays, man.
Yeah, I don't understand that not practicing on Wednesdays, shit.
You might have to do that, bro.
He might need to look back like, yo, maybe we need to change a couple things, though.
Yeah, like from Wednesday to Tuesday.
Yeah, like, because that right there, man. I'm not going to lie, I'm watching this game with Kev. And I wanted to blame Mike Tomlin for this loss, especially if he had went for the onside kick.
Yeah.
If he had went for that onside, oh, man, I would have blamed this loss on him because that would have been so stupid. But
going back and forth with that.
Yeah, but I want to blame it on him, but, like, you really can't blame it on him because the defense was on some shit. Like, damn.
Hell yeah.
My goodness, it's like, and then our offense, we can't keep coming. Yo, we look a little Ty Haley-ish out there. Fitcher got to snap out of that. They're coming out slow, coming out with the screens, coming out slow. No, we got to come out.
It's like, yeah, we about
we
to win.
We did come out
game.
Fast because we went deep to, what's the name, first play, right?
Washington. First play. But it's like.
That's kind of also stupid, too. Like, if you're going to go for it, you don't have to go, like, for the. Crazy. Go for a nice 15 some yard play. You feel me?
That's what it was. All right. Because if James Washington did catch that, you know what I'm saying? That would have been a big momentum.
Yeah. And then it would make people worry about it.
The game.
It'll work. Yeah.
It
made
a whole different game. But the fact that he missed it and then we ended up putting the ball, it was like, oh, man. Like, well, what more can you do? Well, they could have done a lot more. But it was terrible, man. It was like.
But yeah, man, that shit is there right though. But nah, man, it's just don't cover your shadow. But man, it is. I just feel bad for James Conner, man. I'm happy for Jesse. Man, this loss didn't hurt as bad as all the other losses do because. I seen it coming.
Yeah, because it was like, this is one of the games where, like, yo, you saw we lost it in the first quarter.
Word
you
up.
See that the second quarter was like, all right, maybe. But third quarter, when they scored and then we couldn't score.
Yeah, when we just couldn't stop and they plays looked at like our. They looked too majestic on the field. Yeah, they looked too majestic on that field, just moving the ball without a problem. This is all Pat Mahomes' work. This is not Andy Reid.
Yeah, I'm about to say, because Andy Reid ain't known for something like
that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is all Pat Mahomes. Like, he really moved that route with not one problem. We didn't cause this man a flinch. Like, I don't like that.
That kid, I think he made history, 10 touchdowns in his first two games.
He did make his first two starts.
You know what I mean? And we had to play a part on that. I hate that.
Yo, he would have been a great Steeler, man.
I know, man.
We should trade Le'Veon for him. I would do that trade. How I'm feeling right now? You want to do it? I know it's not so stupid.
They won't do it.
You say they won't?
Dude, I think they would. Le'Veon and Ben.
Nah. I think they would do it, though. I think they would.
We can get off of Le'Veon, trade Le'Veon and Ben and have, like,
I thought about that, too.
Finishing it,
like, yeah, but Ben, we cannot do Ben like that. I would be so tight. I don't even care if we won a Super Bowl. I would feel so messed up that we did Ben like that. Yo. Nah, real talk, we cannot do Ben like that.
Hey, man, but, you can always finish where you want to be, say that.
Nah, but real talk, though, we should offer Le'Veon up for Pat Mahomes, yo. That would be a nice. If in the world, people would be like, what the hell? People would look at us like we're stupid and crazy, but in the long run, that shit would work out, you know, for us.
Yeah, for us only.
Us and us only.
Yeah. So let's trade for Ty Gurley.
Yeah, man.
Let's trade Audie Burns for Ty Gurley.
There's not going to be no Clinton Portis, Champ Bailey trade.
Yeah, right.
Nah.
Who won that trade, yo?
Who won?
Yeah.
The Broncos. Because Champ, Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Clint Portis had a good career, but he ain't no Hall of Famer. Yeah. Like, he's going to be forgotten in the next 7 years. He kept
himself relevant with the costumes.
Yeah. Kids nowadays don't know Clint Portis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be honest with yourself.
He used to be in raps, though.
Oh, well, that nigga, he did it to himself. Well, no, he did. He ain't doing nothing wrong. What am I talking about?
He from the U, though, man, so.
But, yeah, the Broncos definitely won that. They definitely won that draft. I say give it to Broncos because Champ Bailey left out a monster. He didn't feel me. He didn't have a chance. All right, everybody just shitting on Champ Bailey. Like, nah, he left out a good player. So yeah, that's how you're supposed to do it.
Heck yeah, man. Like, it's like, where do we go from here, man? Like, you know, like, of course we got to reset and try to, you know, get back. But it's like, can you really fix this in a week? Cause it looks like it's discipline from everybody.
Yeah, man, it looks like it's discipline. It's like disorderment, discipline. It looks like confusion.
Yeah.
It just looks bad. It looks chaotic. It looks bad in Pittsburgh. Not only with all this Le'Veon bullshit going on, but it just looks bad. Now there might be some drama from AB about to come up out of nowhere.
Hell yeah.
Which I hope it doesn't, cause AB got to understand, like, you're AB. You're the best receiver in the league. You're going to get triple covered every game. And I kind of expected this, to see Juju blooming like this, but I didn't expect him to bloom like how he is. Like, Juju's looking like a 10-year vet out there.
Yeah.
Like, that still got it. That ain't lose a step. Like, that's how he looked out there. But anyway, AB should have known that was coming. It's not going to be till next year that AB numbers get how they used to be, because next year, that's when people's going to really start taking Juju serious.
Right.
And then they're gonna think they have to give them even coverage.
Hell yeah.
And then that's when they get fucked up, because you have to give one of them special attention.
And then now open it up for everybody, like James Washington. You know what I'm saying, Justin?
You can't triple cover both of them, so it's like, you can try. But AB needs to understand that. Granted, Ben did miss a lot of passes, but
I think that's what frustrates AB, because it's like, he knows, like, it's not going to be all the time he open, so when he do get open,
he's expecting it.
Give me
he
the dang ball, it. Man. Yeah. Like,
you be thinking him and Ben set on the same page so much.
It hasn't been like that so at all this year.
Yeah, they ain't been on the same page at all, dog. I don't know what the perfect timing throws, them out routes, no, none of that's been on point this year, yo. Even that pick that they called back, that Ben threw today, that was risky as hell. Granted, he did hold the shit out of AB, but that was risky as hell. And you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Such tight coverage, that's what you want to throw?
Yeah.
Like, that was...
I don't think those are like the pick six
make. Those are like that's how, like, the recipe to a pick six, hell bro. Yeah. Like, that's like
catching in the end zone.
Yeah, why did we try that? And then he has the momentum of running back towards the ball. You feel me? Because it was a comeback route. So he would have had that momentum. He was about, man.
Yo, you know what's crazy, yo? Now James Harrison don't look too crazy.
Yeah.
He said the reason why Belichick is better than Tomlin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just discipline.
Yeah.
And come on, we the biggest Tomlin supporters, man.
It's messed up that, I feel like it's messed up though that James Harrison was part of the problem. Like, basically, yeah. You're bragging about how you used to fall asleep. How you become part of the problem, leave the team, and then come at us for that being the problem. It's like, you probably started, you old bastard. Like, how you go? Like, you don't get what I'm saying? Now? It's like, how you do that? Like, oh yeah, they used to let guys sleep in there. Like, what guys, James?
Couple of those?
No, not two. I think, like,
Joey Porter was one of them.
Yo, James Harrison ain't shit, bro, and stuff like that. But it was true, but still, everybody knew that. You ain't had to go say it. Nobody needed you to say it.
Said Tomlin just needed to be a little more strict. And then now, I think, yo, that might be the case, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Tomlin's about to start getting blamed. We can't even help
him. Yeah,
usually, it feels like we can save Tomlin. Same as Kirby, but it's like, damn, Tomlin. Granted, we love you, but like, we can't save you for too much longer, bro.
Yeah.
This is stuck in. But even if it's not your fault, you have to find a way to fix
it. Yeah,
find
a way to get us out of it. He did it last year. But it's like, we need it now.
Tomlin, yeah, he has to find a way to fix it because it's like, something's wrong in the bird. Something's not right now. It's not, something's not right. I didn't lick, fuck Le'Veon. You gonna have to leak that out. We never hit that. I'm sorry, guys. That came out of nowhere. We never hit the F-bomb on here. I'm sorry for that, man. Yeah. But, man, it's Le'Veon's fault, man. This dude is so selfish. Yeah. I'm listening to you, prick.
Yeah, he looked like he getting fat, bro. Like, you seen that picture. Granted, he probably must have been turning real fast.
Nah, he
look like he getting big.
Got butt cheeks on his face. Man, look. But anyway, man, it's crazy right now. It's not good, yo. It's so crazy. When we do the next podcast later on this week, I'm not even gonna know how to call this game.
I know.
I'm back on my look.
We have to see, like, we have to, like, really break it down and analyze, like, what can work. You know,
oh,
what I mean?
We don't even know what Steeler
expectations.
But
like,
how do we know what Steeler group is gonna show up? What if it's the non-tackling Steelers? We ain't seen them yet. Yeah. But what if they show up next week?
We kind of seen them today
when it was time to buckle down. Now, y'all couldn't tell.
I mean, Mike was like, get off me, like.
So it's like, you don't know, we never know what, that's one thing about being a Steelers fan, man. People don't know what we go through. You never know what Steelers are going to show up.
Yeah, it's been like that for years.
Like, the Green Bay don't go through this.
Yeah, like, they know they suck.
Yeah.
I just ain't around.
Yeah, like, there's teams that just don't, teams with Hall of Fame quarterbacks and stuff like that, and such weapons don't go through this, man. We are reminding myself, like, the 0-10 through 0-13 Chargers. That's what we're reminding me.
Oh, yeah. All this talent.
All that damn talent and really
didn't do shit.
If that's what this becomes, man, I'm going to be sick, but, and they fired Shai Heimer.
Right, he was like 11, I think 13-3.
13-3, and they fired him, 14-2, one of them.
Something like that.
He was 13-3, though, and they just fired him. So it's like, nobody's safe in this league. Tomlin, we love you, bro, but if it comes to that, will you be able to say, like, I kind of understand?
Like, I don't even think it'll get to the point of...
I don't even want it to come. Don't get it wrong, y'all. I'm not saying that it should come to that or it needs to come to that, but granted, this is football. You never know. But we're the Steelers, though. We don't get down like that, but we've been doing some out-the-character type shit.
Yeah, they would walk up the mic like, look, bro, I need you to either retire.
Resign, yeah. Do something, bro. That's probably how they came with Bill Cowher, punk ass.
I think Bill Cowher was like, I'm done with this shit.
Yeah, but Bill Cowher, corny. He said he was done with football, do his family thing. He became an analyst. He just wanted to get away from Pittsburgh, you little prick.
He didn't, like, that last, he went 8-8. He went 8-8 last season, didn't he?
Yeah, 8-8, punk ass.
Yeah, man. Didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, but that was Cowher's team.
All the people want Bill Cowher back. Like, nah, I'll take these problems that Tomlin got, but still, at the end
Bill Cowher gonna go back to Smash Mouth football. I don't got time for that.
Yeah, right.
You don't even like Ben.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, man, TJ was quite, oh, man, Tuit. I'm done with Tuit, man. I'm done with Tuit McCullers. I'm done with all of them.
McCullers got a sack today, man.
Oh, yeah, you're right, man.
Yeah,
the other guy. There's Tuit. Not Hayward, because we love Hayward. So the other guy, I don't remember, but Tuit, man, he's pissing me off. He needs that. This whole being quiet shit is not working,
like,
bro.
He be turning on and turning it off, like. But I don't even know if it's on purpose. It just comes out that way. You know what I mean? Like we didn't get no production from anybody for real. Like, we can't pick. I can't pick one person on defense. I'm talking about defense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Vince Williams, I've seen him every now and then. Burnett,
wow,
I've seen
the
him.
Fact that
he tackled.
I don't even think this is a good thing. The fact that our leading tackler had four tackles.
Yeah, that's
crazy. Don't think that's a good thing, yeah. I get it. That means everybody around the defense working, but that means that really nobody was working. If you think about it, like, really nobody was out there balling.
That explains all the stats on the other
side. Yeah, it's like, yo, which one of y'all was balling? Who was balling on this defense? And the stats show it. Not one knockdown pass. Like, what's that thing called when you break down a
pass deflection?
Yeah, not one pass deflection, bruh. It's like, you serious? Maybe you got one, but that's still, it's like, yo.
Then we gave up 48 yards on the punt return. I think that was early in the game, too.
Yeah, it was.
It was like, yeah, like.
This is a recipe for disaster, man.
No turnovers for real. No, like, legitimate turnovers outside of the Kareem Hunt fumble. Shout out to Cam for that. You know what I mean? That put a spark into a. Because I think he ended up getting a first down. It just happened to, you know, knock that ball out. So, and then Chicolo picked it up. But, like, we didn't get no pass rush. Like, Tomlin said it. And Tomlin didn't care either. He was like, special teams is trash, kicking-wise, Boswell and Barry.
I don't know what's going on. Last week, Boswell was hanging everything to the left. This week, he missed to the left. Last week, he missed to the left again. This week, he missed to the left again. I'm like, Boswell might be done. He might have had his run, but y'all know how it is with kickers. You love them 1 minute, next minute they're enemy number one. Like, public enemy, my nigga, number one.
Like, he can like, I don't not miss no shit. More, but it's like, yo, you have to get it together.
Yeah, he has to, like, not miss nothing. If anything looks hanging to the left next week, he's gone.
Yeah.
Even if he makes them.
Might mess around and bring somebody in to scare him.
Yeah, nah, real talk.
And Barry, yeah, we should have kept on the ball because we should have just
let Barry go.
His name was like Well or something like that.
Oh, no. See, I'm still talking about
you think about somebody old.
I'm still talking about number nine, Daniel Spavelder.
His career, right?
I don't know. That's so messed up,
his leg. He was fast as hell, too.
That was just stocky and fast, bro. That was our best punter. But
John, it is crazy because Barry was nasty. Like, he was good last year, but the year before that, he was real, real good. And then, like, this year, it's like, yo, 30 yards? Like, hold on, let me see what he averaged, like, per kick.
Yeah, it
was 46 yards today. Not that bad, but he had a couple. He had a couple that was like,
that one real good one, because to make the average 50, look 59 good.
59 yards.
To make the average look good, because the other ones were probably like 39.
40. Yeah. Yeah, this is crazy, man.
I could punt 39 yards. The hell?
For real. For real, man. Like, so, who we got next week? Let me. Because Tom would definitely say we got an extra day to plan. So, that means we won't be playing on Monday night. We're going to be playing Tampa Bay against a fire. Fitzpatrick, like, he's been on fire. Like, they just beat the Eagles.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Fitzpatrick from the Jets, right?
Yeah, he was at the Jets.
Hell no, man. I don't take him serious.
Like, he has his runs.
Yeah, I know he do, but it's that he's like, how do I explain it? He's like Tony Romo times 10, bro. He's gonna mess it up. Like, you know? Nah, real talk, that's the only thing. But the way we've been playing, I'm not even gonna say nothing, man.
Our next two games is night games. Tampa Bay on Monday and then Sunday against Baltimore. And that's going to be a key game. We need these divisional games, man. Because like, it's looking like we're going to be struggling, dog, before the bye week. We got AT, we got Atlanta after Baltimore. Atlanta just won the
day. Wait. Do you see this happen? Do you see us paying Le'Veon because we're doing so bad?
I mean, it's too late for us to pay him, but I heard you can add more money on the tender.
That's what I'm saying.
And everyone's saying Pittsburgh ain't beat for that. But
I don't know.
He's wet his whistle.
Might get like, desperate.
Yeah. He can't come back and we under 500 or we at 500 or like a game over 500. That's
yo, what this needs to be like, who do we play? Who we got next week, man?
The Tampa Bay Bucks.
Oh, yeah, you just said that.
Yeah. And that's a game, and we're there. So it's like, we don't even.
We need to see that. I mean, that game right there is going to be a good game, but still, this is supposed to be a good game. The score wasn't that bad, but it wasn't a good game.
Right.
The score should look like we should have been a 3-touchdown loss because we were messing up all
game. Hey, Jacksonville definitely beating, they still beating New England.
Well, they beat them?
They beating them still.
By how much?
It's left, it's 31-20.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like they lost. Let's snatch about the point.
So what we gonna do, man?
What is there to do?
Man.
What is Mike Tomlin gonna do? That's the real question.
Because in the press conference, he was sweating hard like the seat was on fire.
Yeah, man.
He was sweating real hard. Ben, on the other hand, took it like...
Yeah, it was match. Yeah.
Like, hey, it's a lot of positive. I didn't throw no picks today.
You know what I mean? That's how Ben was looking at it, man. I did pretty good.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, the other guys, like, saw James Conner, like, he was about to cry. You know what I mean?
He got done
crying. Yeah, like, you know, he passionate, man. Like you got to like his passion, man. You feel me?
I don't like it.
You know he going to turn up next game if, you know what I mean?
I love that kid. I really do like James Conner, bro. For that's 100.
Juju keep working. AB, man, be patient, man. Just understand. Yeah, like,
this going to keep happening this season, this year.
This is going to be your down season, bro.
It's not until my fault, man. It's not until Juju get that 200-yard game that then the people going to start, the AB going to start eating again. Like, feel me? Like how you supposed to eat.
Yeah.
You get that 20 yards, that's when you're going to get that respect.
Hell yeah.
Even though he really should have the respect already, like, yo, he's been snapping. He probably had like one or two games out of his career that he played that wasn't 100-yard games.
I heard one of the commentators say, I think like his last 6 out of 7 or something like that.
100-yard games?
Yeah, 100-yard games.
No, boy, don't be playing no games, man. He came
to. But yeah, man, I think we said all we needed to say about this game, man. You know what I mean? So shout out to everybody that's following us, man. And if you're not following us, you need to follow us at Stills for 7 Podcast on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we live in Jersey right now. Well, you already know we up here, man. So I was like, yo. You already know you can follow me everywhere at Kev Easy, KEVEZE, for those who don't spell well, but you know I don't judge.
I do.
You know what I mean? Jersey Connect, you know, you already know.
Just follow me everywhere. Jersey Connect everywhere, man. Proper spelling. That's it.
We out, man.
Right up.
Yeah. Connect. Yeah. Yeah, from me, y'all kept me at college. I was trying to go to school and learn. Yeah. When I got home, started wildin'. Everybody post get burned. Selling drugs, yeah, so them words turn me to a monster. Cause I'ma get some other niggas selling for me. Society turn me to a menace. Society turn me to a menace. Society turn me to a menace. It's their fault. Society turn me to a menace. Yeah. I'm with the gang in the burg, RP Waco. They won primes, leave shells, call that B-Fico. Cold lines, Escobars, I'm the B-Pablo. 100 grams, show your plug, chips, cheese, nachos. Used to roll 3K like I could be Badu. I used to ride around states, tryna get an Apu. Every sneaker cost a K, like I be in my shoes. Got a sticker, say pay, got receipts from my dudes.
What do you choose to do with your life? Why do you act like this?
Yeah, for me, y'all kept me at college. I was trying to go to school and learn. Yeah, when I got home, started wildin'. Everybody post get burned. Yeah, my mama told me I should be a doctor. Teacher told me I'm an
and I'm selling trucks. Yeah, sweat them words, turn me to a monster. Cause I'ma get some other niggas, sell it for me. Society turn me to a menace. Society turn me to a menace. Society turn me to a menace. Pay for society, turn me to a menace. Yeah, I did it when I drop, I keep a product in the hot up. Down in my mama house, made it hard, I spent the night up. Trapping, 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 man, I had to make it happen. Everything I do is gold, I've been living like the captain, yeah. I never did no class work, get my master's. But now I'm finding mad work, I'm a trap nerd. I pray I be a pastor, I'm putting pastor. They wearing chokers, mad purses, it's the rapture.
So why do you blame society for your shortcomings? Why?
Yeah, fuck me up, kick me out college. I was trying to go to school, learn. Yeah, when I got home, start wildin'. Everybody post get burned. Yeah, my mama told me I should be a doctor. Teacher told me I'ma end up selling drugs. Yeah, so them words turn me to a monster. Cause I'ma get some other niggas sell it for me. Society